Hakeem Jeffries on Iran strikes, Trump failed to bring peace to Middle East. By Sean Moran on June 21, 2025. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, on Saturday night said that President Donald Trump has failed to bring peace to the Middle East after Trump ordered the bombing of Iranian nuclear sites. Jeffries, the leader of House Democrats, said in a written statement. Donald Trump promised to bring peace to the Middle East. He has failed to deliver on that promise. The risk of war has now dramatically increased. And I pray for the safety of our troops in the region who have been put in harm's way. President Trump misled the country about his intentions, failed to seek congressional authorization for the use of military force and risks American entanglement in a potentially disastrous war in the Middle East. First, the Trump administration bears the heavy burden of explaining to the American people why this military action was undertaken. Second, Congress must be fully and immediately briefed in a classified setting. Third, Donald Trump shoulders complete and total responsibility for any adverse consequences that flow from his unilateral military action. Other House Democrats quickly chimed in, saying that Trump is trying to drag the country into another endless foreign war, as Representative Greg Kassar, DTX, said. Kassar, who signed on to Reps. Thomas Massey, RKY, and Ro Khanna's, DCA, Iran War Powers Resolution, wrote, Congress should immediately pass a War Powers Resolution to block Trump from carrying out an unconstitutional war. My entire adult life, politicians have promised that new wars in the Middle East would be quick and easy. Then they sent other people's children to fight and die endlessly. Enough. Military strikes will not bring peace. They will only provoke more violence, destabilize the region, and endanger U.S. troops and civilians. We've seen what happens when diplomacy is sidelined in favor of bombs. It only brings more death and destruction, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, wrote. Congress must vote immediately on Representative Thomas Massey and Senator Tim Kaine's War Powers resolutions when we return to session. The American people are tired of endless war. We need to end this madness before more lives are lost, she added. Lawmakers on the other side of the aisle also raised concerns about the constitutionality of the strikes against Iran. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, wrote, While President Trump's decision may prove just, it's hard to conceive a rationale that's constitutional. I look forward to his remarks tonight. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, who urged caution against American involvement in the conflict, wrote, Let us join together and pray for the safety of our U.S. troops and Americans in the Middle East. Let us pray that we are not attacked by terrorists on our homeland after our border was open for the past 4 years and over 2 million gotaways came in. She added, Let us pray for peace. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.